around 20 months ago, Grace was made aware of a story involving a young woman who had ME and had ME for a number of years, Lynn Gilderdale. She battled with this condition for 17 years and very sadly took her own life in the Christmas of 2008. And the claim was, because her mother, Kay, was arrested, the suggestion was that her mum, Lynn's mum, Kay Gilderdale, had been somehow involved in her daughter's death. The Crown Prosecution Service decided that there was a case to answer. They charged Kay Gilderdale with attempted murder, which I must say did seem to us a surprising claim. But what was interesting in this case is that it seemed to us that what Lynn Gilderdale had done was to take her own life. And what was most compelling from a programme point of view was finding out whether or not her mother had been involved in some way in the assisting of the suicide of her daughter. And that was at the crux of the film. And the editor of the Panorama programme at that point, Sandy Smith, was very clear that if this looked like it was going to be a test case, then he would be very interested in commissioning the programme. If the case did not look like it was going to go to court and become a test case, then he was much less interested. So a real dilemma there. Obviously, Kay Gilderdale did not want to have to go to court to answer claims that she had helped in the death of her daughter. But for us, obviously, there was the possibility of making a very important film. In the event, it was decided that there was a case to answer, and it went to court. It went to Lewis Crown Court some 11 months after Kay's initial arrest. And Grace followed Kay over those 11 months with her family on how difficult it was to live with the knowledge that she had been involved in helping her daughter to take her own life. And Kay was putting herself in our hands, and there was a huge level of trust required on her part in order to tell her story with Jeremy Vine, who was the reporter and presenter of this particular film. And there were many conversations that we had over those 11 months or so as to what we would cover and what we wouldn't. And I think the trust that was built up between us was absolutely crucial in us getting access to Kay and being able to tell her story in an appropriate way. One where we were very, very careful not to convey an impression that Kay was doing something that she wasn't. And it was quite a nuanced film in that it showed the kind of dilemmas that she was herself going through on whether or not she should help her daughter to relieve the pain that she was suffering, or whether she should just leave it to the doctors to decide what should happen. And so that was a film where there was a real focusing on a sort of real moral, ethical dilemma. What would we do in a similar situation? Chris Woodhead, the former chief schools inspector who is suffering from multiple sclerosis, should he involve his wife in helping to end his life at a point when he feels that continuing may be just too difficult? And we also followed the case of Debbie Purdy, whose landmark case in the House of Lords led to a revisiting of the law. So really controversial stuff. And I'm pleased to say that I think our resulting Panorama film that went out in February 2010 helped in part of the general debate about assisted suicide, but it also focused on the real human story behind such cases, in this case Lynn Gilderdale battling with ME, and that we could see that actually there are no black and white answers. It would have been too easy to sort of present it as, oh, it's fairly obvious what you have to do in this situation. The reality is it's always really, really difficult, and I think by showing the shades of grey in these stories, and in this particular story, we were able to give a much better, fairer reflection, still incredibly emotionally compelling, but that helped us in telling our story. In this particular case, it was one of those awful, awful dilemmas that we perhaps none of us hope to be in, but might find ourselves in. And I think when the jury decided that Kay was not guilty of attempted murder, that was the right judgment. She never said that she wasn't involved. She did. The title of our film was I Helped My Daughter Die. Kay Gilderdale never pretended that she wasn't involved in the death of her daughter. It was just the manner in which her help had come about. She did not want the perception that she had helped to murder her daughter. Lynn was an extraordinary woman by all accounts. Her mother, Kay, had shown extraordinary love and care over many, many years, and I think we wanted to reflect that in the film as well. So when Kay decided that she was prepared to tell her story, she was taking, as you put it, a leap of faith. But I think based on what we had done before, that she felt she could trust myself and the producer, and I think together that made the difference, that enabled us to convince her and her family that we should be able to make that film with her. And this wasn't just a one-off decision. I think this was an ongoing process where the longer we filmed with Kay, the easier it was to film. But she began to feel that she could trust us, so that certain things that we would have to specifically ask permission to film, she would enable us to film what we felt was necessary. Yes, I think Jeremy Vine is a hugely experienced broadcast professional. I think it did help that he had an interest in this subject area. I think he had a rapport with Kay, which came across in the initial interview, and I do think that also helps give credibility that here was someone, a respected, noted and respected current affairs journalist and television presenter, and I do think that helped in the telling of the story. And I think Jeremy's humanity, his incredible professionalism, he just was able to draw out in a very gentle way from Kay her extraordinary, heartbreaking story. And I think all that together meant that we then were able to present and to broadcast a very powerful film.
The access agreement that you had with Kay, did you give her any editorial control at all, or did you just agree to show her a viewing copy before transmission, or not even that?
No. We discussed that access at some length, but we made it clear to Kay that it wouldn't be possible, because the BBC would not allow it, to show her the completed film before it went out. And I think if we'd asked that or said that right at the very beginning, she may have questioned our motives. But as we went further with the film, and we did sign an agreement at an appropriate point, giving us access to work with Kay on her story, we agreed, mutually agreed, that it would be down to us to fairly reflect what she had said in the finished film. Obviously, the caveat being that if she felt that we had misrepresented her, then she would have the prerogative of making any kind of official complaint to the BBC about the broadcast. In the event, none of that was necessary, and the programme went out, and obviously we were concerned to know how she felt, and it was gratifying to receive a text message from Kay immediately after the programme had gone out, that she felt that we'd been fair in the way that we'd presented her story.